Okay, hello everyone. Good evening. I do hope you call me and kick my butt, because I'm going to kick your butt, if you pardon the expression. What a way to start a program, isn't it? But that's my business. They're telling you what's wrong with you. And I know lots of people don't like it, but lots of people get relief from that. And it's a very strange thing. I just want to make a difference between, you know, you getting your butt kicked, and, you know, people are cruel to you and unjust and put you down. But I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to reverse what happened to you as a child, or when, and how you got broken and can't fix yourself. And I'm addressing a whole nation of that kind of thing, because nearly all of you have something wrong with you, but not sufficient to blind you completely. A huge percent of people are blind. They cannot see. When I refer to this way of speaking, it has a different meaning. Jesus, if I may be religious a little bit this evening, spoke to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And this is what he had to say about them. He says, "You stupid people, you whitewashed tombs." You know, I say the same thing with your commander-in-chief. He's a scumbag. But he knows the bloody well what he's doing. That's the difference. I don't think the scribes and Pharisees really knew what they didn't know. That what they didn't know, they thought they knew everything because they'd learned verses and chapters. But he spoke to them in this way. He gave them a real toasting. And he swore at them, like I swear, in a manner of speaking, at your president, because he's a traitor and bastard. And if you keep him there to the end of this year, even it doesn't matter who you elect, if you stay that long and say nothing about what you should have said all along, he will make a partial law and you'll never recover from that. You got to keep him, get rid of him as quickly as possible, whatever ever you do. In a proper way, of course. Is there a proper way? I don't know. I hope so. But you can't wait that long. You can't leave him there to create chaos, which he's just about to do. You see what he did to Israel? He set them up to be murdered so they couldn't speak up and take out Iran before it takes out them. He made Iran kosher, and that means if Israel strikes, then the Americans and the allies will have to fight Israel, because he's made them one of us. You stupid people, you couldn't see the danger. You don't know enough to be able to survive what you set up. You've cursed your country by... You know, how is it goes, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. Don't you see what you've done in your blindness, in your stupidity, or your stupefidity? Because you're not crazy, you're stupefied. Nearly all of you are stupefied. You're not perfect in your perceptions. Yes, you can make a living and do nice things and build cars and invent things, but you still be used by God, no matter what a bastard you might be. You could build wonderful bridges and then die at 35, and be proud, and everybody has bands and say, what a wonderful person you are. No, you're just doing what God wants you, whether you like it or not, etc., etc. It's if you do things for yourself as if you were doing it for God. I get that. But now I want to talk to you about undoing your misery. And I have to talk to you with strength. And I want you to understand that when I say you are stupefied, I don't mean you're stupid. If you see that you're stupefied and you're not making the right decisions and you're struggling with yourself, that's what I'm talking about. And I know how to overcome that. So bear with me, will you, doing this program. All right, I'm Roy Masters. 800-866-8883.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, hello. This is me, Roy Masters, 800-866-8883. Call me Monday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. weekdays. Okay. Now, this is Tuesday, isn't it? And there's an election going on in New York. But I'm going to do the show anyway. People come home and turn on the radio, and I would like them to listen. And those of you who listen, I would please call this program. Please let me bark at you. Please let me be strong with you. I can be delicate. But what you need is a certain kind of strength to overcome what a different kind of strength. There's good strength and bad strength. There's good love and bad love. There's good anger and bad anger. And the good anger neutralizes the bad anger. And the danger is, for those of you listening, to judge me for my strength in my anger. Now, I said there's a good anger. It says, be angry and sin not. That was a little puzzle for me. Be angry and sin not? How the hell can you be that? No, it's a different kind of anger. It is a standing up for yourself. And not letting people piss you off. Excuse the expression. Hold your ground. But this, how does the bad anger match with the good anger? And where does the good anger come from? Because anger to you would be anger angry. And so, what are you talking about? You can say. You listen to me speak about your president. That's free speech. He's a traitor, and you know it. And you miserable creatures, not only did you elect him one time, and he was screwing you, but you did it the second time. You could have hired a rat, and you had been better off. Can't you see how deliberate he is to destroy your country and to demoralize you? Didn't need to say any more about that. Now, maybe he comes after me, yes. But you'll be sorry, because when I'm gone, people like me will be in the minority, and they will have to live in a world of confusion, like a Jew in Germany. You have to pretend to be okay. You have to hide. It's going to be that way. Unless enough of you stand up, because the more you allow these things to go up, the more you allow the president to be where he is and all his people, if you know what I mean, the more damage he can do, to the point where the damage is so great and too late for you to do anything about it, legally or illegally, it's the left, that what's left of your country. That's how bad it is. It's so bad that the Democrats and the Republicans are owned by the same forces. You can't put your finger on it, can you? But it smells like Marxism, because I've seen Marxism at work, and they think that what they do to you, you don't see. It's quite right, you don't see it. They do it a little bit. It takes about 70 years. I came in 55 years ago. But before that, 4 years, I had discovered hypnotism and then realized it didn't cure anything. No, ever go to a hypnotist, because it doesn't cure you. You'll just be lost in their world. You'll just be made worse off, making yourself thinking that you are better when you go back for more treatment. They can keep making you feel better. I can tell you a story about that. When I first established the Institute of Hypnosis, I remember the first person, his name was Dave. I don't remember his last name, but 40 years later I got a call. And he says, "Is this Roy Masters on the radio?" "Yes." "You see, you remember Dave?" "Yes, I do remember Dave." He says, "He's still better. But you remember the day he went to the psychiatrist?" "And I'll tell you what. He says, give me his regards. But I want to tell you what happened." So he went to a psychiatrist. He had terrible headaches and terrible anxiety. And the psychiatrist hypnotized him. And he says, "When you wake up, your headache will be gone." And lo and behold, he opened his eyes, and the doctor says to him, "How do you feel?" And he says, "My headache's gone. It was quite remarkable." And the doctor was very proud of himself. He actually got hypnotized by a lie. He thought he actually did something. He didn't. He made him worse. Now, listen to the victim. As he walked out psychiatrist's office, he put his hand on the handle of the door, and the thought came to him, "Why did I tell him that? My headache's still there." He just made him tell him that the headache was gone. It wasn't. And everybody would cheer. "Oh, my headache's gone." "But you still have it." "But you can't help but say, my headache's gone." Don't you see? I understand that you are mesmerized. And mesmerized is tantamount to corruption. How many of you are perfect? How many? Oops. What did your preacher say? What did I hear that? Whoops. What's that? You can't be perfect. It says there, "Be perfect as my Father in heaven." As he said it. And that didn't make him God. Oh, he's not God. Jesus says, "Why call me good? Only God is good." Now, what does that mean? Did you ever read that? No, you can't read it. You can't hear it. My Father in heaven, he doth the work. He doesn't. Jesus, he did. God did it through him. So why can't we understand that? Because when Jesus was angry, he threw the money changers out of the temple. "Hey, you're not going to do this. You're not going to do that. Bang, here, the bang, here." All the birds are flying away. And nobody touches him. Nobody stops him. Throws the money everywhere. "You can't do this in my Father's house," he says. But that's not really his Father's house. The Father's house is us. "Know you not the temple of the living God, and the Spirit dwells within. You have no need to anyone to teach you." So I'm not going to teach you. I'm going to kick you. I'm going to kick your butt. I'm going to kick it in such a way, whoops, you wake up. So let me have the first person to call. Otherwise, I'll babble along and see what you see how I can tick you off. That's what I want to do. And you've got to be careful about that. Because this kind of force, this kind of anger or indignation of what the people have done to you, I'm very indignant to what they've done to you and how you've let it happen and how I couldn't get to you. Even now, maybe not get to you. There's not enough time, really, unless some billionaire puts me on 1,000 stations. There's no point for me to be speaking this way. I have to run like hell if what I'm saying is going to be true. But I know that you have an inkling, a smell that something's really, really, really wrong. And many of you are being really, really waking up, but not completely. Because there's war coming. Civil war. Atomic war. Is coming within the next 6 weeks. 6-7 weeks. It's all over. He's done his job. War everywhere. No place safe. Israel's finished. Unless it's going to do something clever. But they've corralled Israel so they can't do anything. Obama gave Iran the best of equipment so that they're perfectly safe from any attack from Israel. They got the brand new stuff from Russia. And you sat there and let it happen. So therefore Israel has only got 6 million people. And any minute they can be overcome and 6 million people die. And it takes one bomb. They're in danger and you let it happen. And you just talked about it on the radio and they talk. As it ain't fair, is it, Joe? No, it isn't. You got to see the whole picture. You all stood by and let 250,000 Christians be massacred. And he went to play golf. And there was no uprising. What the hell is going on here? Christians let Christians be murdered. And don't come to the rescue. And don't scream. What are you doing, Mr. President? You stupid bastard. What are you doing? What have I done to put you in office? God, you are in really bad trouble. I can see you can sense it. You can smell the horrors to come. And so the left and the right are beginning to see, but all of a sudden the left beginning to see their own, and the right the same way. So there's one somebody or other in this world of ours owns both parties. They're bought and paid for. So whichever one you choose, you're screwed. Don't you understand they need someone fresh? I'm not going to tell you what that is. You decide. But maybe I'm a little fresh myself. So let me just talk to you a little bit. And maybe you'd like to call me and say, what do I do with my anxiety? What do I do with my bipolar? What do I do with my cancer? If you will go to Antidote for All, can you remember that? Antidote. You know what an antidote is? With an I in it, antidote. Okay? And if you go there, all is on the web. You will see on the screen a nice picture of a person who is sort of his head down in unhappiness, in the background, very, very faint. And it says a few nice things. It says, close your eyes. Do you have anxiety or something like that? We'll show you how to fix it. That's all, just letters. But if you sit quietly for 7 minutes, you will become a different person and you'll be able to see things clearly and your problems will disappear. And your courage will come back. No more Mr. Nice Guy, but not a bad person. You will find yourself overcoming every trial and tribulation. And it will seem like to the person who's mean, who's been eating you lately, eating your guts out. I'll talk about that in just a few minutes, about eating your guts out. What was that about a hammer? I'll give out my number. Okay, 800-866-8883. Could you remember that? 800-866-8883. Support the program, please. We'll be back, and I'll tell you about that later. Well, just let me give you an example of how your soul is, your spirit is eaten, and the whole purpose of the kind of government you got with all the czars who are doing nothing but, you know, buying body bags, 25 million, and building an army that you don't see, and letting murderers out of prison to and deputize them so they'll be knocking on your door soon. I'm saying you got to, please, get out. Listen, if you have to live in New York, you have to live in a big city. That's where they want you. And that's where you're helpless. What you need is to get out. And if you don't, if you have a job and you have to have a living, then you men stay where you are and send your women and children to somewhere in the country, somewhere where it's much safer. Because nuclear war is coming. Nuclear everything's coming. It cannot be stopped. Do you understand? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, you're finished. And you're almost finished, but there's something I can share with you, that if I can speak to a sufficient number to make you perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect, you only need to have one perfect moment and wait for the next perfect moment. You don't have to be perfect all at once. You become perfect by the things you have to suffer in a right way. And there's plenty of things to suffer in a right way. And so it's not going to be easy. But when you become a noble person, when you become a really noble person and you really are strong and you stand out like a light and putting the light on the hill and rather putting it a bucket on it, then if the country is demoralized, like Hitler Germany, you'll stand out. It will be like, what is it? The invasion of the body snatchers. Everybody got snatched, and said two more people was left not snatched. But if they scream, the only people they get is the people who are snatched. You know, when the spider eats the fly. Just to give you an example, it becomes the spider. Yes, right. When the spider eats the fly becomes the spider. That's true with everything. The lion that eats the lamb becomes the lion. That's the way it is. The weaker feeds the stronger. The existence, and of course, the lion will have an elephant or something. It's bigger than it. You know, but something like that. That's not the greatest illustration, but you know what I mean. So when people violate your soul and eat out your heart, as you say it, but it's your mind, it's not your heart. Your heart beats okay. The heart means a different thing. It's the spirit, the heart of who you are. Something of yourself transforms into them, and some piece of you goes into them. A lifetime of gradually feeding pieces of yourself to others changes you into one of them, whether you see it or not. The movie, The Invasion of the Body Snatchers, as I just mentioned, is becoming a reality. Nearly everyone in the world has become transformed. And so now, in this brave new world, you dare not cry for help. I'm crying, and I hope you just listen. And if you wish to call me, it's 800-866-8883. And if you'd like what I'm saying, I need money because I'm not running as a politician. I'm running as a Jesus man. Yes, I mean a God-man. A man who has him in him. No, I'm not, this is not something you could brag about. It's a gift. But I can give you this gift. I can give you of this gift and keep giving and keep loving you and never be exhausted. The more I give, the more I get to give. It's not the same as your giving. You give to get, and then you get caught. And you get addicted to being nice to people in order just to hear a lie that what a nice person you are, and you're really a slave, and you sooner or later you sense it, but you can't admit to yourself, and you can't stop being nice to people, and they're going to screw you. And you can't stop it. And don't put me on a pedestal, please. Because if you put me on a pedestal, you're the God-maker greater than the God. And this God will fail you, I assure you. And a lot of you who have me on a pedestal, you take me off. You are a dead person otherwise. You're as good as dead. Now, you see me warning you? You see the strength in the warning and the good in it? You think you know what love is? God, you don't know what love is. You're looking for it in the wrong places. If you knew what love is, you wouldn't look out there. You'd sit still and look inward. But then you say, well, how do you do that? That's my job. So, oh, well, in order to become one of them, which you don't want to be, but you're becoming one of them, whether you like it or not, all you have to do is be upset a little bit and then be upset with yourself. Yes, but with the self that got inside you. So you can just talk to yourself and get angry with yourself and get worse and become more of that rotten self. And there's nobody there except in your head because you can't get it, let it go. You can't let it go because you've reacted to it and you've lost your relationship with God. The minute you start to react with anger and hostility, being annoyed, aggravated, irritated, etc., etc., whatever one of those things are, hating injustice, being sorry for people, you don't do that. That's the worst people. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for an answer to your anxiety. And up pops the devil and makes you feel better. It's drugs, alcohol, all the rest of it, you name it. Anything, music. You can lose yourself in music. Oh, my God. If that's a hypnotic thing, that makes you feel better while it's making you worse. After a while, you've got so much music in your head, you can't hear your conscience anymore. Oh, there's all kinds of terrible pains here. So in order for you to become one of them, your awareness must be put to sleep. And your awareness is partly to sleep, but there's enough of you to listen to what I'm saying, right? First with anger, and then permanently with painkillers provided, whether legal or illegal, they're both the same. There's no different. It's okay to have medication for the purpose of living a little longer, but if you are longer, and in other words, you still don't change your way of life, and the only way you can change the way of life is to be still and let God catch up with you, and instead you will change the way of life by holding ground to what you are, burying it, or looking for approval from other people and becoming a slave for that approval and giving up your guts. So in order to become one of them, your consciousness must be put to sleep, and then you'll put yourself to sleep because everything you do will come from that, from that disconnected relationship with your Jesus or your Creator, whatever you want. Okay, we'll be right back. Don't go away. All right, this is a good spot to remember. 800-866-8883. And if you want to call my office, it's 800-877-3227. We have a telephone operator after hours. Okay, thank you. Well, hello, here I am again. I'm looking for a caller. Somebody who says, that's me. Mr., let me ask you, You have bipolar. You have cancer. What do you have? Do you drink too much? Do you smoke too much? Do you have sexual problems? Are you addicted to sex? Very dangerous. Very dangerous. You eat too much? Well, if you eat too much, why can't you stop? How many people you know are dying from diabetes? Yes. They die from eating the wrong foods or too much of it. The more you want, the more you get to feel the emptiness, which is in reality the missing love of God. And the missing love of God is because you reacted. And to make that word palatable and easy to understand is when you react, you are subject to that source of reaction. And the Bible tells you, maybe you've not considered it, but it says no man can worship two masters. You can't react to one, a good person, and another person. The minute you can react to, you don't react to a good person because a good person doesn't require you to react. He doesn't require you to be emotionally grateful. Just thank you would be enough. I appreciate it, thank you. But that's only if you have the love of God in you, can you give and replace and be extended more to give. And the more you give, the more you have to give. And you don't even know you're giving because the giving is a gift to you, a continuous gift to you to give to others. And that's your happiness. So good things will happen to you and bad things will happen to you. But when bad things happen to you, you find yourself not reacting because you have chosen a different master. You have chosen sides differently. Right now, you can't help but overreact and get upset and then try to overcome the overcomer and then be overcome or do the overcoming, doing unto others what was done unto you. Listen, I'm doing the whole Bible. But I understand every freaking word of it. Excuse the expression. I understand it. I can put it together. Well, it could, he, wherever he is, I can't see him. He's a metaphysical being. He created the universe. Can you imagine creating a universe? You can't even pick your nose right. I'm telling me to be rude. But what do you do is right? And what is right? There's these questions. There's a wrong right and a right right. There's it. There's an imitation of everything in this world. There's an imitation goodness. It'll kill you. You've got to understand. Jesus said it. Listen. I started to tell you. I'll say it again. I'll bring it back. He says to the Pharisees, you're a bunch of whitewashed tombs and dead men's bones. Scumbags, just like your president. And you listen to these scumbags because you're subject to scumbags. You're subject to authority, the spoken word. Oh, they know more scriptures than you do.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes. How many of you feel better listening to me right now? And how many feel worse? Well, you people who feel worse don't like truth. The truth is, I correct you. And I can't correct you with something bad. I have to correct you with something good, and it hurts. Because you're living in the wrong way so long, and nobody's ever stood up to you. And if they tried, you put them down. You ain't going to put me down. You can if you want to. You can try calling 800-866-8883. Anytime you want to, I'll be very gentle with you. Just show me where I'm wrong, and I'll show you where you're wrong. And be careful, don't be angry. I own you. If you pick up that phone and you're getting angry with me and it's getting inside you, that's what scares you to pick me to call me 800-866-8883. You are scared. Why are you scared of this old 88 old man? Why are you scared? Why am I scaring you? I can't hurt you. I'm not strong enough to lift you and knock you out or anything like that. Maybe I am, who knows? Why are you listening to me and not standing up to me? You can't. You cannot. You don't even dare try. Because I know what I'm saying. And you know what I'm saying, and you don't like it. As a matter of fact, you hate virtue. That's what I represent. It does not mean to say I'm perfect like God is. I'm only perfect for the moment. I am perfect for the moment is what I'm doing now. I love you out there who recognize where I'm coming from. I'm a breath of fresh air. That's how it feels to good people. But to bad ones, who don't really need to stay bad, but your first reaction to that is what you would do to me to destroy my mind. You teachers, what do you call those teachers that belong to belong to an organization? David, you're going to have to help me with that. I keep forgetting it. It's on the left. It'll come to me in a minute. But you see, you send your kids to school and there's all bad people there. Just a few good ones. Hoping, you know, staying there to maybe to see what they can do. But even the good ones, you know, they have a savings. You know, so they can retire. And if I was you, I'd get out of there and forget my savings. Because you're not going to do any good there. You don't know what good is. I bless you for trying, but you need to get out of there. And the reason why most of you don't get out of there is because you're afraid to lose your you know what's coming to you? I can't remember the word for it. You know, you can give me that word in your head and call me when I can't. I can't say some words sometimes. They won't come, but I talk around it. Since I've been doing this program, my vocabulary shrunk into saying just what needs to be said. My science is the same way. I find words and invent words as I go along, or keep the certain words. It's a very narrow world, but that's what being noble is. In other words, you're living in a world, in a manner of speaking, it's not as bad as what I'm about to say, but I'm like a Jewish person living in Germany. And just before everything happens, the smashing windows and everything like that, everybody runs away and I leave. I'm still there. And you see, it's like that. As you begin to become demoralized, as you drink and smoke and drug, as you do unto others what was done unto you, as your mind gets stolen from you a little bit at a time, and then you turn around and do unto others what was done unto you, then there could be somebody looking for an answer, or somebody enjoying what they just become. And so I can tell which are the good ones. No, of course you're not calling me naturally or unnaturally. But there are people out there who will eat you for lunch and make their living on your dying. In order to become one of them, your awareness must be put to sleep. at some point in your existence. First with anger and injustice, and then permanently with painkillers provided to make you feel better, that really make you worse. But just to make it clear, the more you take that as a, to give you a sense of worth, drugs gives you a sense of worth. And it gives you the kind of worth that says, you're okay. There's nothing wrong with you. That's a lie. You buy it. Let me tell you, ask you just a simple one. Do you make an excuse? Yes or no? Yes or no? 99% of you will say, yes, I do. And 99% of you, if that's what the case is, that somebody has messed with your head. Because if you're a little kid, I can tell you what the thought comes to you when you steal the dime of your dad's night table. And he comes in and says, did you take that money from the table? It's only a dime, but I thought it was there this morning. Oh, Johnny made me do it. See, that is one typecast. Every one of you will have an excuse to deny the truth that you stole or did something wrong. And what did you do? Why did you do something wrong? Because you listened to something within yourself that has tempted you as a child. And it's your bloody parents. It's the three generations of parents who do not understand their Christian religion, do not understand anything about what good and evil is. It's only a show. But many of you are decent. Because you know there's something wrong with something's right. You know that something's missing in your religion. You know that. You keep it to yourself, but it's all you've got. Here comes the Jew, me. Jesus was Jewish. So if he comes back, he's still Jewish. Is he not? I'm asking a question. Okay, we'll have a caller. We have a question. All right, New Hampshire, Roy. He's got my name. I should be talking to myself. Hello, Roy.
Yeah, one time I called you and you said that.
We're going to have a problem here.
I'm talking to myself.
Yes.
So I was just talking to Mark, David, and I got married a few years ago, and I'll try and make this very basic. And I was trying to fix things with my anger.
Yes.
And now what's happening is I'm starting to separate from the anger.
Yes.
And not get into it.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's coming on to me like there's almost nothing I can say. She's like set.
In other words, you're always wrong and she's always right.
Things that she says to me.
In other words, she's convoluted. She's actually, you can't convince her that she's nuts.
Right. And again, I'm also taking my blame onto myself and looking at that, but you're right.
But let me explain to you, I got the same problem. Every man has the same problem to varying degrees. And most men die and commit suicide. A big percentage of men commit suicide. Many men, when you're living with a crazy female, if you don't know, you can't beat them. Pardon?
I can see where that possibility. I can see the possibility that. Not
yes, of course.
That's what I'm planning to do, but
if you live with a difficult person, who doesn't know how to stop being difficult, she can't stop being difficult. She needs you to stop her. But if you get upset, you become the extension of her. And that pisses her off even more.
I'm starting to see that.
Yes. And so you can't reason with her.
In a bigger way than I ever did.
Now listen, when you can't reason with a person, and you're married to them, so because the more you can walk away from people and not bother with it, but when you're married to it, you have an honor to keep. I've been married 60 years, and nothing's really gone right yet. It's gone right because I'm right, and she can't have a way, never mind how much. I mean, but the way I do it is not respond so what is in her gets into me and makes me subject to her, and she sucks my life out.
I can see that.
You can see it sucks your
I can see
your health
that.
Away.
I was hoping that when I called you, I'd kind of confirm some of the stuff I'm seeing, and that's what you're doing. I'm actually, I think if we had this conversation even 4 months ago, I wouldn't have been as clear on it. So, but it's stepping back that's
I'm all right
to
with that.
Allow me to see the clarity of it.
Yes, I'm okay
and
with
that's
what you're
the
saying.
Trick. It's almost like my cross to be here now.
Yes, that's right. Your cross is beginning, yes. Is that what you said?
Yes, it's my cross to bear because
right.
I am married to her, and I want to, like, it's like I even said to her tonight, even to her anger, I said, Eileen, I said, my heart's growing bigger every day. Of course, it's little bits, but
can I give you a living example?
Yes.
And it's not my invention. I was watching, I was at a friend's house who is a famous movie mogul. And I helped his son overcome some very serious problems. And while I was there, his brother came in and showed me a video. And the video was this. There's a man sitting at a table, and this is made in India. But it fits everybody. It's an Indian, you know, way of, you know, it's like a little commercial. But it was just delightful. So here it is. It's a scene. And the husband's sitting at the table reading his paper. And the wife is talking to him. And he stops and listens. And they have a little conversation. But he disagrees. And he reads, goes back to reading his paper again. And she starts to talk to him and he still reads. Oh, don't go away. Don't go away. 800-866-8883. We'll be right back. Listen, my number is 800-866-8883. Call me 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Okay, so, and also you can call my office 800-877-3227 if you got that. And also, you can donate to Foundation of Human Understanding, Post Office Box 1000. Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, or call. Yeah, I gave you the call number, didn't I? And you go to my website, fhu.com, fhu.com, Roy Masters. Just put Roy Masters up, you'll get that. Okay. So here I'm talking to Roy. This is Roy talking to Roy. And I'm talking to you, to giving an example of how you must deal with your wife. Now, it was beautiful. And so she starts to nag him again and then pulls away the paper and throws it on the floor. He bends down, picks up the paper, and continues reading it. And she does it again. She starts to yell and scream at him, and he looks up. And she grabs the paper and puts it on the floor. She's going to have her way. And it goes on several times. And as many times as he did it, as many times as he picked it up, it went a certain length, otherwise it may have taken an hour in under real circumstances. But within that frame of work, she gave up. She just gave up and walked away frustrated. That's the way you must do it. You've got to frustrate the frustrator and by not reacting. When you can't reason with her and she's crazy, you will die from her craziness if you react, if you get upset. The whole idea is to upset you, to eat you alive.
See, I'm the guy reading the paper, except I used to get upset at her for doing that almost from the start.
It could
and
be anything.
That I'm looking at now is differently as a mistake.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
Yeah, I'm seeing it as a mistake.
Well, you're beginning
now,
to
let me ask you something.
Yes.
in this process of her lashing out, I just let her vent. Is that okay to just let her, you know, hold my ground, but just kind of let her, because she goes, the thing is, it does do it all the time, but she just goes, she'll go on and on accusing me of this and that and all this stuff, which I know in my heart, some of it's true, and I would say, oh, that's true, Eileen. That's right. You're absolutely right. But as I'm saying that, she's still going on and on. But then the other stuff, I know it's not true, and I'll say, Eileen, that's not true. And so even to let her vent on the phone to me, if we're talking on the phone and she's venting and she's throwing all this stuff at me.
You can do one of two things. One of two things. You can just listen to her for half an hour and say, are you finished? Click. Don't go away.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
I'm just talking about a killing field. Now, listen, Roy. I want you to listen carefully. What's in your wife or anybody else like that, but you're married to her. And then women, you know that the government is on their side, and that makes them more difficult for you to stand your ground and reason with them. And the point is, because they know that what they will do is it cause you to be so angry you hit them and then you go to jail. And this law was created. Women were made to be more intelligent than men and more favored by the government. So you have the no-fault divorce. And it sort of liberates people, the women, from standing up and nagging you more. And those who do that, here's what you need to understand. This is now a killing machine. She is killing you. She doesn't know she's killing you. She just wants to... There's something dark in her, Eve. She's an Eve. And you're an Adam that's fallen. And you don't know how to deal with the fallen Eve. That's what the Bible is all about, to teach you how to deal with women. But not only that, if you can deal with her, you can deal with anybody. So it goes out in the world. If you can't deal with your wife, you're finished as a person. You can compensate and make a lot of money and get some other women and go to bed with them, which you can't get with a woman. And you can divorce and divorce and divorce. But you need to stay there. Trials and tribulation. See, there's a sort of an oath. There's an oath there. But however, here is the delicate ingredients here. What's in her will kill you, drive you mad, drive you to other women, cause you to beat her, or go along, yes, dear, anything you say, dear, but you're beginning to shrivel up like a shrimp. And it's not a life. And
that
then your children will hate you.
It wouldn't be me. Yeah, I wouldn't go that direction. I know I'm following you very clearly, actually.
Okay, so let's go off a little bit forward. So the secret is this. You have got to learn or discover. The word is learning is a bad word. Forgive me. But you have to discover what be still and know is I am God. Be still and I am God. Whatever still is changes your relationship from the influence of woman, the seductive game, which is addictive, and the violent game, which is addictive. The more you give in, the more power she has over you, and the more hungry you are to hate her or to service her or to be serviced. And so this is a dangerous state, and men are dying like flies from this. Women are literally killing the guys.
I knew it was out there, don't get me wrong, but I didn't know it was like an epidemic.
It's an epidemic.
I thought...
The government is on the side of the women. They've set it up to be that way. There's more rights to the women, and men don't have the same rights.
Yeah.
Men don't have any rights anymore. You just get upset.
I don't know if she's consciously tapping into that.
No, she's not conscious. Most women are not conscious.
I mean, it's like where the government favors things about her. I think she's just...
Yeah, well, we're missing something. I don't want you to listen to what you think. Just listen to what I think.
Oh, okay.
If you don't
mind. I'm listening, believe me.
It's only just a little bit left of time, a little bit left. So I just want to take every second to... So what's in her will kill you. What is in her, she doesn't understand. And what's more, it won't let her understand. Because the more you give in, the more you feed what's driving her. And that's why she's angry with herself, with you, because she doesn't know what she wants. She needs you to be strong. But when the strong comes and you start to correct her, the thing inside doesn't like it. And she becomes difficult, impossible. Okay, so when it becomes difficult, impossible, it's the newspaper kind of thing. It doesn't have to be the newspaper, but you can stand there and let her scream, let her yell, let the kids watch, and say, excuse me, have you finished?
No, I haven't finished yet.
Okay, keep going. So it may go on for hours and hours and hours. And pretty soon she'll give up and go out the door, and you're calm as a cucumber. Say, see, kids, this is how you deal with it. Now, here's the difference. What's in her wants to kill you. What's in you wants to give her life, wants to correct her. But she that thing inside doesn't want to be corrected. It owns her, and now it wants to own you. Got it? So therefore, this is unfortunate. I've told my wife, same thing. Play with me, and two things happen. You are not going to upset me. You're not going to do that. I'm going to stand here and correct you. If you don't like the correction, then I'll just be patient until you drop dead. Because it works for me both ways, and it works for the woman both ways. Because if you start to fight, you drop dead. She gets rid of you and marries somebody else. See that? So what is the truth of it is when you're yoked to people in your partnership, it could be anywhere, not just man and woman, you have to take in mind that if you are calm, you're a killing machine. You kill the evil in the woman and in the person who is abusive, your boss. It doesn't matter where you are, as long as you cannot be touched, you cannot respond because you can't serve two masters. You can't react to your wife, your husband, your boss, your children. You can't react because in that ignorance and cruelty is a desire to twist your mind and eat your guts away. And if you stand your ground, she will eventually come around, and happy ever after. It takes many, many years when you're yoked to someone. Or... Now, the end of the thing is, she gets better, or she drops dead, and it doesn't make any. And it doesn't matter which way it is; it works for you. I'm sorry to put it that way. Yes, well, ask the gentleman to stay on. His name is Roy. I can't forget my own name. And yeah, give him 5 more minutes. I think he's following. My phone number is 800-877-3227. Would you want to call my office tomorrow and buy a book or get a meditation or go to the FHU.com and take the 7-minute meditation, which will guarantee to cure half of you that do it. Half of you with anything. I don't care what it is, 95% of the diseases are based on your emotional reactions to people. And it gets worse. And you will die from it. And the bad guys will live on as if the spider's eating the fly. You see, so you're the fly. And you can eat them up.